A group of conservative thinkers who are concerned about climate change are proposing an approach that they hope will help encourage companies to look to reduce carbon pollution. It's a market-based solution called a climate fee and dividend. It charges a fee on industry for the amount of carbon burned and gives a dividend to consumers to help them pay for rising energy costs, which means the fee would eventually get returned to the companies. The plan is to move money around to reduce emissions and not hurt the economy. The Citizens Climate Lobby is pushing the proposal. A number of chapters are being developed in Wyoming, and Wesley Frame is from the Cheyenne chapter. He says it should be revenue neutral.
We actually ran it through Regional Economics Modeling Incorporated, and they found that about two-thirds of Americans would break even or have more disposable income from the dividend, with one-third paying more for their energy costs. And then with the fee, we would charge to raise the fee $10 per CO2 every year at a set date, so the producers know when and the stockholders know when the price of the fee would go up.
Mm-hmm. So what is this going to encourage the energy companies to do?
Obviously, if they want to stay in the energy business, encourage them to invest in more renewable energies or low carbon energies. And then on the citizen side, because people say it's just going to be a wash, well, it will encourage the average citizen to be more efficient with their energy use, because if you get to keep more of that money to spend elsewhere, why not try and do that?
This is as you said at the very start, a conservative approach. This is supported by a lot of conservative people, starting with the former Secretary of State, James Baker. You've got a number of other people. Are you saying that there's a number of Republicans and conservative thinking people out there that are concerned about climate change but just haven't liked what other solutions are out there?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. And then everyone always gets bogged down in the science. Is it going to, take away my job, or is it going to put us in a recession? If we do nothing, Wyoming is set to be in a really bad place. But if we instituted the carbon fee, we would be a little better off. We'd be worse off than the other states, but we'd be better off initially. And if Wyoming took a proactive approach, the state itself, and started trying to attract wind and solar and geothermal plants, we could definitely get ahead of what's happening.
Do you think, one of the arguments I've read for this approach is that it would create actually as many, if not more, jobs than we see in the state right now, and it wouldn't cost us some energy jobs. As you've looked at this, could you make that case yourself?
Yeah, I think so. Because back about 2 years ago, when I looked at how many actual coal jobs there was in Wyoming, it was only 8,000. Now, it makes up 40% of our economy, but it's only 8,000 jobs. And there used to be more, but majority of those jobs were lost by automation. But with, wind turbine technician and solar installers or solar technicians, I think, if I remember correctly, there is three of those jobs for every one coal job created. Now, they don't pay as high as the coal miners, but if you put in effect the boom-bust cycle, then it definitely evens out.
How could you ever make this a win-win for everyone?
It's hard. In order to make it a win-win for everyone, we have to, at the state level, if we're going to do it, we should do it soon before we run out of money. But something like at the state level, open up a retraining fund for coal miners so they can retrain in another industry. Because, we got the windmill maintenance jobs and we have the solar maintenance and solar installer jobs. But with those also comes welding jobs, electrician jobs,
I wanted to ask you one more thing about this plan. So you see this as Wyoming could just do this. This wouldn't be something the country would have to do or a bunch of states would have to do?
No, Wyoming could just do this. They had a similar proposal in Washington, but the plan wasn't exactly what the super left environmentalists wanted, so they didn't push for it. And for some reason, you know, the term climate just seems to be liberal bias, so the conservatives don't want to push it.
Wesley, how can people get more information? I know there's a website out there and that kind of thing.
You can get more information at citizensclimatelobby.org. They have all kinds of stuff. They'll have the REM report, and we have a working paper about the household impact.
Okay. Well, Wesley, this is an interesting idea. Hopefully we'll get some people interested in one of the chapters across the state. I know they're growing all the time. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Wesley Frain is with the Cheyenne chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby.